A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 8 o'clock, and this is a special hour of coverage on Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. A new associate justice has been confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
The future of the Supreme Court. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett is preparing to officially take the bench after her confirmation vote last night in the U.S. Senate.
She'll take another oath in private today before she joins the court. ABC's Cecilia Vega has more.
Barrett promising to remain impartial.
A judge declares independence not only from Congress and the president, but also from the private beliefs that might otherwise move her.
But her confirmation cements Washington's bitter partisan divide. Democrats accusing Republicans of hypocrisy after they blocked President Obama's nomination of Judge Merrick Garland 8 months before the 2016 election.
Senator Mike Lee is pleased that President Trump got his third Supreme Court nominee confirmed.
I was there at the White House when she was sworn in. It was a fantastic moment. And look, for President Trump, this was the SCOTUS trifecta that he managed to pull off. In his first term alone, having put three justices on the U.S. Supreme Court, that doesn't happen very often, and I'm glad it did. And I think he might well have saved the best for last. Justice Barrett is going to be terrific.
Senator Lee earlier this morning on Fox and Friends.
The hashtag expand the courts appeared as soon as Justice Barrett was confirmed. ABC's Catherine Falders has more on Joe Biden's involvement.
He's formed this bipartisan commission that's going to kind of assess whether or not he should expand the courts. And just to be clear, when we're talking about expanding the courts, he's been asked multiple times whether he would, quote unquote, pack the courts, whether he would add more Supreme Court justices to the courts because the president has had so many appointments. That's a question that he still hasn't answered.
Justice Barrett's first cases on the Supreme Court could include a couple of topics affecting President Trump. The court weighing a plea from the president to prevent the Manhattan District Attorney from acquiring his tax returns. The Trump campaign also wants to shorten the deadline for receiving and counting absentee ballots in the battleground states of North Carolina and Pennsylvania. Now, it's not certain that Barrett would take part in any of those issues. No justice has assumed office so close to a presidential election or immediately confronted issues so directly tied to the incumbent president's political and personal fortunes.
The future of the Supreme Court. We'll have much more coming up on our special hour of coverage. At 8:15, Boyd Matheson will join us live to talk about the immediate effect Justice Barrett brings to the court. And at 8:30, we'll hear from Justice Barrett herself and her comments last night at a White House ceremony.
In other news this morning, health officials in San Juan, Utah, say they are trying to decide what to do about a restaurant that does not want people to wear masks inside. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with the details of that story. Mary?
Tim, the owners of Yak's Cafe say their restaurant is clean and sanitary, and they don't allow any outside food, masks, or gloves to be worn or brought inside. Signs on the outside of the cafe say no masks, and they've got an outdoor to-go window for those who don't want to go inside. San Juan County health officials say their county still remains in high transmission and people should wear masks. So the Tribune says that health department is talking to the county attorney about any consequences for this restaurant. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Department of Public Safety is nearly at the point of implementing their health care crisis plan. KSL-TV's Tanya Dean reports that plan would include overflow hospitals. But how would we staff those locations?
Number one, give current medical workers overtime shifts or bring in retired doctors and nurses. Number two, ask the federal government for aid. Or number three, request help from other states, like when Utah sent doctors and nurses to New York. However, with COVID cases rising in 39 other states right now, that might be easier said than done.
The crisis plan also includes rationing care to those most likely to recover.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. We're expecting lots of sunshine along the Wasatch Front this morning, but that doesn't mean it's going to be warm. Highs are only going to get up to the mid-40s.
Good news for trick-or-treaters. Things are a little different with Halloween this year. In terms of the weather, for any activities that are going on, you can't beat it. It's going to start to warm up. Temperatures are going to be very seasonal for Halloween, around 60 in the day, and then it'll cool into the evening. Not as terribly cold as what we saw last night and what we're getting this morning.
Grant says temperatures climb a few degrees every day through next Monday.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.